This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for another visit into the realms, the deep, the depths, if you will, of your mind, your hidden power. Podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. If you ever wonder what's holding you back when everyone around you is moving forward, if you're tired of it all being so hard, sometimes it seems as though something is missing in you that sabotages your success. Well, we have a podcast with me and Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, discussing Mary's new webpage, Healing Your Soul. Over the years, we all lose parts of our soul. Many traumatic experiences. Mary explains how you can get back, put it all back together. Also on the podcast that's currently at yourhiddenpowershow.com, Uri Geller reveals to all of us his technique for getting the lost parts of your soul back again. And then he surprises me by talking about his cover on a Marvel comic book. That's Uri. And then Maria Francesca Trilogy, our astrologer, explains the sign of Capricorn. So we have these elements every week, but it's new information about things as we continue the fascination that most of us have, when you think about it, into the power of our mind, how you can use it. And that's the focus today. Dr. Evan Alexander is here with us. He's the author. He spent a lot of time as an academic neurosurgeon. So he's written three different books dealing with some of the things that he's learned and had to deal with as a doctor. And we also have with us here today the co-author of his third book that I think you'll find really sort of the discussion around what he's written and why he's written it. Then Karen Newell will join us after we get a little background from the doctor. She's the second half of this third book. The first book, Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife. Dr. Alexander, welcome to Your Hidden Power.
Well, Doug, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
All right, so this book debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller. What nerve did you hit with this? Who's the reader? Who's believing this? Who are you trying to tell this story to?
Well, basically, I think it hit a nerve with basically all human beings. I mean, this is about stirring up some memories about reality that I think resonate with many, many people. And, of course, in Proof of Heaven, I would look at that more as kind of a question mark. It simply admits that these extraordinary near-death experiences, spiritually transformative experiences, can happen to any one of us. And yes, they can certainly happen to those who harbor kind of conventional scientific beliefs. And when they do, it shocks you no end. And that's exactly what I've had to deal with over the last 9 years, is trying to make sense of this in a way that, you know, where my experience fits into my scientific worldview. And that's exactly what is happening now, because in fact, the entire scientific community is going through an incredible transformation in our understanding of the relationship between the brain and mind, which has major implications for all human beings. Because anyone who's ever wondered what happens when I die, or questions like is reincarnation and memories of past lives, is that real or not? The absolute reality is those who study such things scientifically are coming to realize that, yes, they are real. This is part of our human existence, and a deeper understanding of the nature of reality is in order. Our materialist science has failed, so it's time to really open it up.
Well, it fails because it's always disproving itself. That's my read on it. I think we have fabulous gains. Where would we be in terms of modern science without some of the healing efforts and things that go on as a result of what we find? But it takes itself too seriously, because there's nothing other than perhaps that which is the only thing that's perfect is the energy of whatever God you want to call it, the force, universal intelligence. But other than that, nothing is perfect. But yet we search for it, we strive for it. And one of the ways we do that, I think, is trying to figure out this business about moving ahead or backwards. We are a spiritual being in a human body that keeps moving and moving and moving through the universe, and it's hard for people to grasp that because religion, among other things, religion and science together, I think, Doctor, have worked to keep people from understanding this. Do you think that's true or not?
Well, I think that there's a lot of truth to that, and in fact, in Living in a Mindful Universe, in our newest book, we talk a lot about this and how this is a revolution going on in science all over the relationship of mind and brain, and that the conventional view, that is a physicalism, which postulates that only the physical world exists, is false. That's where quantum physics tries to usher us into a much richer understanding of the nature of reality. And the best news about all of this for the individual human being is it completely opens the door to the reality not only of the afterlife, but of reincarnation. So the modern scientific world is waking up dramatically to these realities.
Before you mentioned it, I have my friend Uri Geller, who's going to join us later on in the conversation, always is talking about synchronicity. About 30 seconds before you said it, I wrote down quantum physics on a sheet of paper here in front of me. So the fact that you bring it together in this, the whole discussion. These books, by the way, I'm sure are available on Amazon. You have a website, too, do you not? I think it's evanalexander.com and sacredacoustics.com. So if you have any curiosity about any of this, and I certainly do, there is an understanding that you can glean from a man who has performed operations on people you have over the years. And I wonder what your, before you visited with these patients, you know, the brain tumors that you've operated on and aneurysms and strokes and that kind of stuff. Did you have a belief? Did you have a preconceived notion about any or all of this stuff before you had the experiences that you write about in these books?
Well, yes, I fully bought into modern conventional scientific materialism. I thought the physical world is all that exists. Somehow the brain creates consciousness, even though I admitted nobody had the remotest clue how that could be.
Yeah.
And so I assumed all that was true. That's why my coma experience, where I had a severe meningoencephalitis, a bacterial infection of the brain that should have killed me, and certainly should not have allowed for any kind of hallucination, dream, or drug effect, because my neocortex was so effectively dismantled by this infection. That's why the medical community certainly takes my story very seriously. And really, this is about a waking up of all of the scientific community to the reality of this, that our materialism is hopelessly lost and false worldview, and that we need a much bigger theater of operations to understand the nature of our existence and the meaning and purpose of our lives. And that's what Karen and I try and point out in Living in a Mindful Universe. I would also point out that there is a free 33-day email course at evanalexander.com. As soon as you get to that website, there's a little banner in your face so saying your 33-day journey into the heart of consciousness. I encourage everyone to participate in that 33-day journey. You can leave comments and interact with others. We're creating a community around all this. It's a workbook that goes with the book Living in a Mindful Universe.
I think that what you've caused me to do already is reflect. I think that what will happen to people when they read these books, if they haven't already, is start to reflect on what really matters in life. Reviewing your experiences, examining the lessons that you have gained in your life, and if you're someone like most of us are, we're busy almost 24 hours a day. Every once in a while, you got to get off the merry-go-round because you always are asking, what's it all? Remember that old song, What's It All About, Alfie? So,
right.
So that's kind of what this is about. All right, go ahead.
I would say this is really all about finding kind of the truth and meaning and purpose of each and every one of our individual lives. Mm-hmm. And that is something I do by going within. And sometimes people are a little worried about this notion of meditation or mindfulness, but it is a solution to so many of life's problems. I use sacred acoustics. That is the differential sound frequency brain entrainment that Karen Newell, my co-author, and her business partner, Kevin Cossey, who co-founded Sacred Acoustics, do to help people get into deep transcendental meditative states. And that's where I think we find so many of the answers and come to see that the voice in our head, the voice of our ego, is not our consciousness. And this is all about getting a much deeper and richer connection to that higher soul and that universal mind of which we are all a part. And going within is the way to do this. This is all fully explained, both in our email course. We cover a lot of the concepts, and that's free to everyone. At evanalexander.com, and also, of course, in the book, Living in a Mindful Universe.
All right, let's meet Karen Newell in a moment here as we continue with Dr. Alexander. I'm Doug Steffen at 16 past the hour on Your Hidden Power.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of NeuroCoffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. NeuroCoffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel, to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love NeuroCoffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, let's bring into our conversation Karen Newell, who has been referred here to several times by Dr. Evan Alexander. By the way, the website, Dr. Alexander's name is spelled E-B-E-N-A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. It's E-B-E-N, Alexander, all one word, .com. So turning our attention to Karen Newell, who has spent a long time looking for the things that we all are. We're all looking for answers, Karen, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We want to know, why are we here and what is our purpose? And, of course, I had those questions at a very young age. And as I went through life, I found really that science wasn't offering me those answers. Neither was organized religion. And, you know, nobody really seemed to have all the answers tied up in a neat little bow. And it really is up to each of us to kind of go on that search, you know, and seek that truth inside. And as I did that, I did a lot of reading of alternative texts, like Kabbalah, Theosophy, a lot of Western spiritual texts, a little bit of Eastern. And as I went along, I realized personal experience is key. Having a firsthand experience is really what teaches us to know these things deep inside, not just believe them on a surface level. And, of course, Dr. Alexander had his coma experience that really put him into the deep end of the pool, but all of us can really cultivate those experiences ourselves. And I learned through remote viewing, animal communication, Reiki healing, you know, learned how to feel energy, and it really all led me to the idea that the heart is the center of everything. But to get to the heart is very challenging because our mind is constantly chattering along, and sacred acoustics audio technology can really help put the brain to rest and help us move into that internal intuitive sense.
And the website for that is sacredacoustics.com. So in a moment, we're going to talk about the scientific evidence, and I also want to go back to Dr. Alexander for a moment to relive what he went through in the coma and what he came back to in terms of his practice. All this continuing on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 after the hour, Your Hidden Power, the podcast every week, a sort of abbreviated overview of what we have discussed here on the program. Some ancillary things. Go to yourhiddenpowershow.com to download the podcast, and we'll have this information, this conversation, in our next installment, which will be available in the next week or so. If you're just joining us, we're having a conversation with Dr. Evan Alexander and author Karen Newell. Dr. Alexander has written a couple of books about his feeling the universe and what part we play in it. And now this latest book, Living in a Mindful Universe, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Heart of Consciousness. Dr. Alexander, what I didn't ask you was what happened to you after you had this experience, the coma, what it did to your mind. Did you go back to practicing, or did you just decide you wanted to pursue life differently and focus on these things that you're writing and talking about?
Well, I was working, coordinating global research for the Focused Ultrasound Surgery Foundation, a technology that's very exciting to me, when I went into coma. And I was back at that position within 3 months of my coma, something that my doctors and others would have thought to be absolutely impossible, because they did not expect any such recovery.
So what do you attribute the recovery?
Well, it happens in profound near-death experiences. I mean, when you study other near-death experiences like Anita Morjani, she had a very advanced lymphoma, was deep in coma, and then she had a miraculous healing. Or you look at Mary C. Neal's case, the orthopedic surgeon who drowned and was underwater for more than 30 minutes in Chile in a kayaking accident and then had a complete recovery. So with this kind of very profound spiritual healing that you have in near-death experiences, it's just an example of what I would say is commonly encountered in the form of placebo effect. Placebo effect is very common out there. Something like 30% of the benefit of medical studies is usually just because people believe that they're taking something or have had a procedure that will make them better. It shows the power of mind over matter, which, of course, is what Karen and I are really portraying in Living in a Mindful Universe, that all of us have this extraordinary power over our lives, mm-hmm. just like we can manifest through placebo effect, but even more so, as in the miraculous healing of near-death experiences.
Why don't we all get it, then? Why don't we all get this connection, the evidence that you're talking about? You write about God. All of us here agree that God exists, but some people don't, or they see it differently. They feel subservient, and I wonder how, talking about quantum physics and that sort of thing, the spiritual being, how do we get to the point where we understand what you're suggesting is what we all ought to know?
Well, I think what's happened is our culture has taken this away from us. We've been taught by our scientific culture that these things aren't real. And so even when it does happen to us, we think we're crazy. We think it can't be real. Mm-hmm. And it's really a disservice to really, I love the title of your show, Our Hidden Power, because our culture really has taken it away from us. And we need to really fight to get it back. And that's really what we're trying to present here.
See, I think religion has done that in part, and politics, the power versus those who don't have power, because that's the reason I call this Your Hidden Power, because we all have it, but people give it over, give it away, or don't ever take it. They give it to somebody else, and that's foolish.
Well, and you're speaking of very deep-seated belief systems, whether they're political, religious, scientific, cultural, whatever they are, we grow up believing things that frankly just aren't true. And this is where we've gotten ourselves into so much trouble. And really starting over from scratch, taking away all those external beliefs can really help us get down to what the truth is deep inside. And what we've found is that in reality, it seems so simple that love is at the center of all of this. And we banter about that word very casually, but it is an incredibly important force that we all can touch by going within, feeling it for ourselves, and bringing that love back into our world. That is a belief that I feel we have lost and needs to be recovered.
Well, easier said than done, and thus the focus on the things that you've written in this book, Living in a Mindful Universe, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Heart of Consciousness. A lot of words here, but if you are interested in insight, that's kind of what you get. And then there's practice. We all talk about praying, meditation, that sort of thing. I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I find my best time for prayer, meditation, whatever you want to call it, is out on the tractor. That's where.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a good point, because this spiritual realm, this reality of this greater mind exists where we are. Mm-hmm. We bring it to where we are. This is what I think is so important. The emerging scientific view of mind and brain and their relationship is really that we're all sharing one mind. It's that mm-hmm. God consciousness, and all life shares this. And it really, by acknowledging our relationship to that force, that beautiful, infinite, healing power of unconditional love, we can all bring that into our lives and bring healing to this world.
Well, I find Ernest Holmes writes a lot about this in the Science of Mind books, and the one-mindedness of all this. It is one power, one mind. We're all together experiencing it. So perhaps you'll benefit by sharing some of your time. EvanAlexander.com for Dr. Alexander's information, and SacredAcoustics.com, some of the things that Karen Newell is working on. Both.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the hour, your hidden power on the air now. A weekly conversation with Uri Geller gets started. Uri is perhaps one of the most potent and powerful minds in the world, has used his mind for good, continues to do all sorts of fabulous things that connect him to average people and to people who are wildly important. I don't know, important probably isn't the right word, wildly well known. They all have over the years sought out Uri, because he's an interesting character in his own right and has things that people want, and that's the way it works. People gravitate to other people who have hidden powers, and such is the course of our conversation here in Your Hidden Power. Uri's website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. We've been talking about the one mind of the universe. The authors of various hundreds, thousands of books, Uri, and lecturers have, in terms of religious consequence, have talked for a while. You know, as much as long as man's been around, there's been a need seemingly to worship some entity. But I think it's only been recently that the proposition of sharing the universal mind, God, if you will, the force, has become more of a mainstay. What do you think about the concept of the universe being just of one mind? And not, you know, we all talk about our minds, but are we just one small part of the whole?
Yes, Doug. First of all, I do believe that the symbol of infinity is the most powerful symbol in the universe because it means no end, which is hard for us to comprehend. What does no end mean? I'm a total believer in no end to inner space, which means you can travel into a cosmos of a billion miles and more in inner space. And you can travel into outer space, which is a cosmos that does not end. Nothing ever ends. And we have to ask the question, basically, one mind energy. What is one mind energy? Who are we? That's a question. Why are we here? Where are we going? Where do we come from in this universe? It's really mind-blowing. So I, being a religious man, meaning I do believe in a creator, I believe in God, I pray to God, so I believe that a one mind power, mind energy emanates from a creator. In my opinion, there is a creator out there. And the question again falls back to, wow, if there is no end, where is that creator? And that is possible that that creator is within us. That creator is within every molecule in our body. It's a very, very complex and complicated question to answer. But because I'm a believer, and here you go now, enter the realms of belief. If you are a believer and you activate no borders, then you can reach and you can touch that entity out there. And if you're a positive thinker, Doug, then that entity reverberates back positivity to you. If you're a negative person, you actually are reflecting that out to the universe. And the universe basically doesn't have laws. The universe has one law, and that's the law to return your wishes. I'm a huge believer in that. And, you know, while we're exploring the human mind, the brain, we're discovering every few years something new about the brain. And we only use 5%, 10%, 15% of our brains. What do you say?
I say we have the ability, but we don't for whatever the reason. And one wonders, actually outwardly, if this isn't part of the plan. If we have one mind, the universe from the beginning, the Big Bang, the one mind, this is something that's written about a lot. I've been reading a lot of Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes' books, and the focus on how it began, because it had to begin someplace. Even though now we say there's no beginning, no end to the universe, and there's no beginning or end to time. Time is only, the quantum physics point of view gives you a headache, because time, according to their philosophy or that philosophy, is that there is no time, really. It's a convenience for us, but it's not real.
Beside the fact that there might be no time, it could be also that I'm creating you. I'm actually creating you.
Yeah.
And you're maybe creating me. And how do I, or we as human beings on this planet, how do we fit into the universe with our bodies? You must think of it with our minds and with our souls. You know, this is a long subject, and maybe we should continue it again next week, because it's infinite. We can, I mean, it's unbelievable, actually, how much we don't know about our mind, body, and soul. I'm, for instance, a huge believer in life after death,
yep.
because Albert Einstein proved that energy cannot be destroyed. So we are energy. Everything is energy. This table, listen, I just knocked the phone on the table. It sounds too solid, but it's not. It's energy. Energy cannot be destroyed, Albert Einstein. Therefore, when we pass over, when we die, our energy transforms into energy and goes to a different dimension.
Sure does. It's really it really is. It's fascinating, mind-boggling as to what we can do with our minds if we put our energy. So you say we only use 10-15% of our minds, and I say to you that may be part of what that's part of the plan. And does it grow somehow or other? Yeah, we have so many questions and not a lot of answers. But when we have our conversations next, we'll talk about what we don't know to a fuller extent. Uri Geller here from his home in Israel. URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Up next, our minds expand in a different way with our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, and some things about voodoo that I want you to hear and know about. That's up next here on Your Hidden Power.
Insight Daily Radio. Millions of readers of Little House on the Prairie believe they know Laura Ingalls Wilder, the pioneer girl and the woman who wrote the famous autobiographical books. But the true saga of her life has never been fully told. Author Caroline Fraser masterfully fills in the gaps in Wilder's life, revealing her true life complex story in a new biography entitled Prairie Fires, The American Dreams of Laura Ingalls Wilder. We spoke with her about the book.
The first of Wilder's books, Little House in the Big Woods, was published in 1932 and was a really strong seller for a children's book during the Depression. This was a time when a lot of publishers were closing their children's departments as a way to save money, and books as a kind of a luxury were not selling well at all during that time. But that book really took off. I think it offered something that nothing else had quite given to kids, this, you know, extraordinary view of frontier life in a just a very detailed way. You know, it just puts you back in that, you know, little cabin in the woods with this family, and how they made their food, and how they hunted, and what daily life was like. And it just created a really strong foundation for the series. She had hooked so many kids on these stories, and so many school teachers were reading them to their classes that they had really become a phenomenon.
That's author Caroline Fraser on her new biography, Prairie Fires, The American Dreams of Laura Ingalls Wilder, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
All right, let's get going into another mode here, all part, though, of our important conversations on Your Hidden Power. Mary O'Malley, at her website, psychicscout.com, discusses lots of things. I don't know if discuss is the right word, but certainly focuses on things that are aimed at helping the individual have a better life. A lot of people use psychic, the connection to, again, that single power. We're talking, Mary, today about the single mind of the universe. Is everybody part of the universal mind? And if that's the case, then how is it that we have things that show up? I wanted you specifically to address this. There's a story floating around about these sisters who were tortured by an 8-year-old boy and I think it was a 5-year-old girl, if I'm not mistaken, but it's a horrible story about how a voodoo ritual involved in torturing these kids took place here in Massachusetts, as a matter of fact. So when people see these things, they automatically go right to people like you and say, this is the religionists more than anybody else who say, this is all stuff, it's the occult, you're responsible for these things, this is all unnatural, it isn't coming from God, and yada, yada, yada. So how do you protect yourself and others who believe in this from the vagaries of stories and information about people that do this sort of crazy, sick stuff?
Well, I tell them about their own personal power. I've even talked to, you know, people whose families were in this work for years and years and years, and we always still have a choice. But we have to know that we have a choice to accept it or not accept it. I've been, you know, up in the air about whether I believe this or not believe it, you know, but mm-hmm. I've seen the effects on people, and I've even seen it, you know, energetically when I've been working on them. So at some point they decided to accept this. Now, children are not going to know the difference, right?
Right.
They're going to be frightened, and they're going to believe that this, you know, someone else has this power over them. Or if the parents believe it, or, you know, whatever it is. But we can protect ourselves, and we can dissolve that energy. It, you know, might take a little work, but definitely talk to a professional, you know, someone who can walk you through it. But it could be just as simple as surrounding yourself with, you know, a bubble of light to protect you. But either way, we always have a choice. We can fight it. We can dissolve it. You know, we have that power. Nobody has that power over us.
So what in circumstances where you have worked with people that may have gone through this, did you ever have to straighten out somebody's mind? And I think you know what I mean. I don't know how else to put it, where someone has been so messed up by either things that they've learned from their mother or their father or someone else of authority, mm-hmm. and they get, you know, these rituals, people think about them, the specifics I was talking about with the voodoo, you know, we think about some of the movies where they stick pins in dolls and, you know, that person has controlled the mind of another person. When you stick the pin in the doll, the person's body hurts.
Right.
That becomes, I don't know if it works or not, but I certainly would want to steer people clear of that sort of thing by getting them to go to folks who can really help them and not get involved in these people that just, if it feels weird to you, it's probably something you don't want to do. I mean, that's
yeah.
the bottom line. No, I'm serious.
Right.
If you're not comfortable being around, I remember, I think I told you this, I went to the boardwalk in New Jersey, and this woman came out of her tent and chased me down the boardwalk and said, "I can save your life." And I turn around looking at her, "What are you talking about?" She says, "You have horrible energy around you, and for $500, I'll clear it all away." So, but that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. And then these people get really sick, and
yeah.
the mothers and fathers, you know, what happens, these disfiguration, I mean, it's just sick. And so I'm trying to separate you from those people, because there is such a difference. But yet a lot of folks in certain churches and ministries will say, all of it's bad, it's the occult, and stay away from all these people, because it diminishes their power. That's all that does.
And it's really the belief in your mind. You know, mm-hmm. it's what your mind accepts as truth. If your mind accepts it as truth, then it is your truth.
Right.
Right? But you can fight that. You can not accept it as truth. And you can fight it with love. You know, just send them love energy. Let it dissolve, you know.
Yeah. All right, so.
But it's a real thing. It's a real thing, you know.
It is a real thing. All right, so Mary O'Malley is at psychicscout.com. She's got a whole new way of doing things. You might want to check out what she has at the website. If you need consultation, if you need the coaching, a good place to find it, psychicscout.com with Mary O'Malley. Here on Your Hidden Power at 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The hour, your hidden power, getting back to the soul you've lost is the current, the focus, the main focus of the podcast that's up now at yourhiddenpowershow.com. We have components from our weekly guests and then our weekly standards, Mary O'Malley, Uri Geller, and Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is a beacon of light for people who see her. She's a great coach. And she's really astute when it comes to understanding how universe can be helped by the astrological signs, connections. Don't try to figure it out, folks, on your own. Don't do this at home.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. All right, so anyway, you can reach Maria at smbworks@earthlink.net. February the 15th coming up, February 14th. The 15th is a partial eclipse of the sun. The 14th is Valentine's Day, so Venus, every week we're talking about different planets and how they are impacting us. Venus is the goddess of love.
Yes, it is. Goddess of love and beauty.
Yes, so how does this Venus, the planet, affect us in this next week or so?
Yes, how wonderful. You know, February is called the love month, and it's all about sharing love, it's all about expressing love, it's all about receiving love. So with Valentine's Day coming, I think Venus is important as it fits into all of that. And depending on what kind of sign Venus is in your astrological chart, which is not that difficult to find out, it will give you a focus on how you express love to others and how you receive love from others, or how you want to receive it. So when we think about Venus in a fire sign, they're very expressive, they're very fired up about love, they're very passionate. When it's in an air sign, it's more mental, so they think about love more than they feel it. And of course, in water signs, it's all about the way they, it just comes from straight emotion. And in an earth sign, it's more practical. It's more about, if you love me, then you are going to take care of me in practical ways, and I'm going to take care of you in practical ways. That's how we express love. That's how we receive love. And it's in such an interesting dynamic when you think about that and you look at your own personal chart to see how you express love or what you want from love. So, you know, with Valentine's Day coming, and you think about, even as you go through your own life and thinking about, well, what do I give to people for Valentine's Day? What's important to give? Is it candy? Or is it a book? You know, or is it something, or is it flowers, or is it something really practical? Like, I just don't have time to do that, so I'm going to do it the most practical thing. So that's, to me, quite a fascinating planet, Venus, in that way, you know, as it governs us astrologically. So when we look at, just watch how you are with your partner, if you have one, or if you're looking for a partner, what is it about another person that in a close relationship that would attract you?
It's something we all strive for, but we don't really understand. We don't understand human dynamics. We don't understand why people are the way they are. If you love somebody, why, you know, and this is a great month to focus on it because of Venus and Valentine's Day, the love month, et cetera, et cetera. But we all struggle with our love relationships all the time.
Yes,
and one wonders why it isn't easier.
It does. It takes a lot of compromise.
Yep, it does. Well, it takes a lot of, understanding, compromise, interest, being a little bit broader, perhaps, with your overview.
Communication. There's a lot that goes on. I mean, love is beautiful and wonderful and one part of it, and then it's very complex, quite complicated.
So, do you teach people when they talk to you and they want to have a review of their chart, do you then teach them? It can be so complicated. You got to make it simple for people, don't you?
That's all part of it. It comes straight down to hardly any astrological terminology. I do my best to just say, okay, this is what this is, and this is what it means.
Yeah. Maria Francesca Trilogy, SMB Works at earthlink.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.